Triple O Par Radio Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie. I just call
to say. The idea of golf is to play less golf.
Deep thought of the week.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, I'm sorry the footy's not on, guys. You have to deal with us till 10 o'clock. We have questions. Our names are Tom and Ollie.
Go footy. Who are you going for in the NRL, Tom?
Probably... Let me mouth it to you because I don't want to cause controversy.
You didn't say anything.
What do you mean?
I'm going for the Roosters. How about in the footy?
Let me also mouth that to you.
No, dude, it's the radio. Yeah, okay. Hawthorn.
I don't say who I was going for, mate.
They're out.
I'm going for every team. Huh?
They're gone. Are they gone? No, they've got a second chance. Tom, huge show. Of course, Thursday we do How Triple M Are You?
Oh, yeah. If you haven't heard this before, it's basically a music quiz. It's like old school radio stuff.
Hopefully you know more about music than you do about sport.
Oh.
Tonight's theme is actually fruit themed, though. Is there a reason for that, Tom, that we're doing
mate.
A fruit theme?
Oh.
Thank you.
Mate, the Apple keynote was on today.
Thank you.
You know, that's where they release all their brand new products. I'm going to give you a full rundown of every amazing thing that happened in that keynote, Ollie.
Okay. And the big question is, did Tom watch it live at 3 a.m? That's what I want to find out.
Okay.
But Tom, let's start the show with a very sad story from a friend of mine.
Well, it's kind of the same. It's about technology, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll share what happened next. But it's kind of one of those cases where you go to the gym, you try and put your best foot forward, and it doesn't pan out too well. I felt bad for my friend, actually.
Stick around. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. It's Powderfinger already gone. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. It's Are You Okay Day as well. Make sure you text your mates. Ask them if they're okay. It's a great cause. And we'll be talking to Mark Howard very soon from the Howie Games podcast. Series 4 is out today. And actually chat to him about a couple of sportsmen who have had some mental health issues as well.
Tom, how do you feel about a double header to start the show on a Thursday?
As in two phoners?
Two questions right here.
What?
Rude technology.
Yeah.
How rude are you?
Okay.
Technology.
Yeah.
/ pathetic workouts.
Okay, good.
So
can answer for both of them.
I bet you can. our mate Miles and I were going to the gym today.
Uh-huh.
And he was telling
me... Still doing the Brad Pitt workout?
Right,
or?
I'm still doing the Brad Pitt workout.
Oh,
we had Nick Cody coming in today. He said, man, looking good. I said, yeah, well... Yeah. Have you seen Brad Pitt in Fight Club? Because that's the goal. Anyway, I digress. I'm doing pretty well in the gym. Unfortunately, Miles...
I know what Miles was saying. He was saying...
Is there no one else? Is there no one else?
You've forced that in there. Doesn't really make sense.
Yes, it does. Because Miles is yelling out, is there anyone else to go to the gym with?
Right. Well, Miles and I were at the gym. Both got Garmin watches, which, you know, I know to you is offensive.
Yeah, which I think you're going to replace soon after you hear about the Apple keynote.
I doubt it. But
new Apple watch.
Here's the rude technology. Mm. Miles did, yesterday he was telling me he did a swim.
Mm.
He wasn't feeling it. So he did a couple of laps, maybe like 4 laps or something. At the end of the workout...
That's 200 metres. Yeah?
About that. At the end of the workout, he said his Garmin, his smartwatch, said to him, and this is why it's rude technology, he said the swim was of no aerobic or anaerobic value.
Oh.
So your body hasn't registered anything in terms of cardio...
It was a warm-up.
Or muscular. It was a warm-up, and it said recovery time was 0 hours.
Oh.
So how deflating is that? When you get a watch to try and motivate you... And it does the opposite.
And this is why you don't buy the Garmin, you buy the Apple Watch.
Surely the Apple Watch is guilty of the same thing.
No, definitely not. The Apple Watch will always cheer you on, no matter what you do.
Oh, really?
Yep. It'll always ask you to push further and complete your goals if you haven't for that day.
So it's like a grandma.
But it's never going to go, oh, that piece of effort that you've done wasn't worth it at all. Because what kind of awesome instructor does that. No gym instructor would be like, well, that was worthless. No,
the Garmin is
every
like,
single thing you do is worth it, Ollie.
The Garmin is Commando Steve on Biggest Loser, whatever that show he's on. And
he's on Survivor as well.
The Apple Watch is like your mum who says, great job, Tom, no matter what you did. And that's why you've ended up like you are.
I have so much to say. Needing positive reinforcement for everything you do. I have so much
You
to
tell
say
our boss here, I need positive reinforcement. I need to be told I'm doing a good job. All I'm saying is technology can be rude sometimes. I admit it, the Garmin was quite rude to Miles. It's been rude to me. I've been walking around. Mm. I sit down for 5 minutes. Yeah. It says move. Don't tell me to move. I'm working out.
What a shitty piece of technology.
Yeah, don't,
just get the Apple Watch.
Don't
mate.
Blame the government. So 133353, get involved. If you've had a similarly pathetic workout, have you had a crack at the gym or maybe a run and you've just...
Rude Tech is a way better phone, by the way. That's a way better question.
Oh, well, it's a double
the
header.
Pathetic workout. Who remembers a pathetic workout?
That was Big Tom producer's idea, mate. So
yeah, exactly. How many of those have fired, Ollie? 133353. Get involved in the better phone, rude technology, or a pathetic workout. You with Tom and Ollie. On Triple M, we have questions. Yeah, that's the living end. It's called Don't Lose It. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. Mark Howie Howard on the show very soon, discussing season 4 of the Howie Games. I can't wait to hear about that.
It's a massive doubleheader, Tom, on a Thursday night.
People don't know what a doubleheader is, by the way.
Two questions in one. Okay. We have questions, and there's two questions. Yeah. Well, they're kind of questions. Rude technology. Has the technology been rude to you?
Yeah, okay.
Or pathetic workout? Because my friend Miles was told by his smartwatch that the exercise he'd done, a couple of laps in the pool, was of zero aerobic value and zero anaerobic or muscular.
Which doesn't really make sense. Like, if you're doing any type of movement, it's good. Yeah, it doesn't matter what it is.
If it's so minimal that it doesn't register on certain, you know, parameters, the watch can't give you any data, can it?
Swimming 200 meters, though, like, that's good. Something. You know,
meters.
That's what it is. Yeah, it's something. It doesn't matter.
It's a start. It's a start.
I sometimes get rude technology. I sometimes ask my HomePod at home. I go, hey, Siri, turn off the lights. How many people's phones just went off then? Oh, mine did. Did yours go off?
Oh, don't do the hey, Siri stuff.
Sorry. But I did go, hey, Siri, turn off the lights. Oh, there it goes again. And it sometimes goes, your lights are not responding. How rude, you know?
Your lights don't care. There was the guy who called up and told us that he'd just done that famous 100-kilometer walk, Oxfam walk, trail walker or something. He'd done the whole thing. It takes like 25 hours or something. Mm. And he was driving back home, and his watch on the drive home said, you need to move. You've been sitting down for 2 hours. He's like, I've walked 100 kilometers.
By the way, if the if by me saying, hey, Siri, just I tried to put a bit of distance in there so it didn't annoy you. If that did go off then, give us a call, 133353. G'day, Susan.
How are you?
So good. How are you?
I'm good, thank
you. Mate, looking forward to the weekend. It's so nearly here.
I cannot wait. And it's meant to be really hot too, which is even better.
In some places in the country. Very good. Susan.
Everywhere.
Yeah. What are you calling about?
So I took my dog for a walk on the weekend, but my 3-year-old decided that he had to accompany me on that walk. So between the two of them stopping at every tree for a piddle and picking up every rock and piece of interesting looking thing, my Apple Watch didn't even register that that whole 2 kilometres was exercise.
It was such a snail pace.
Your heart rate did not elevate at all, did it?
Not at all.
Susan. But the Apple Watch is good, isn't it? It always gives you positive reinforcement. It would never say that wasn't worth it.
It does. It kind of taps me on the wrist if I haven't stood up every hour and all sorts of things.
I hate that tap.
There you go, Ollie.
I wore the watch once and I hate that little tap feeling.
I once bought you an Apple Watch and you threw it back in my face. How rude are you?
You bought it as a gag, mate. You know it.
It's pretty funny. Hey, Jordan.
Hey.
Rude technology, Jordan, or a pathetic workout? Which one is it?
Rude technology, definitely.
Oh, okay. What was it?
So I'm the same as Susan. I have an Apple Watch and we ride from my house to the top of Mount Gravatt.
What is that? Where's that? What's that?
What was that mountain?
So it's Mount Gravatt.
Yeah,
so
whereabouts is that?
It's in South Brisbane. It's 20 kilometres round trip.
Okay.
Yeah, sick. Just because we're a national show, so some people don't know where that
is. Yeah, and we ride from my house to the top of it, and it says my heart rate's at zero the whole way.
It's because you're a gun, Jordan.
Good, I wish.
Good banter. Yeah, good.
Good banter on a Thursday with Geordie.
Oh, we're getting close to that weekend, aren't we? G'day, Kevin.
How you going, mate?
You're at the gym and you had a bit of a pathetic workout, did you?
Mate, I tell you what, I'd taken my daughter to the gym this day and had her in the daycare.
Okay.
So she's standing at the window watching Dad work out.
Yeah, so proud.
So I've gone for the big one. I've tried to bench press about 110 kilos just to impress her.
How old's your daughter?
I think she was about 3 at the time.
Come on, mate.
She loves a big bench press.
Yeah. Mate, she loves a big dog, right? And, I ended up tearing me pec muscle and me rotator cuff, right?
Yeah.
and other people had to come and help me get the weight off.
She wasn't saying that's my dad. She's saying that's not my dad.
Well, I just jumped up like nothing had happened.
No.
But 14 weeks recovery, man.
14 weeks.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And she is 18 now, and I've never told her that story.
No, yeah.
I don't want to give advice to you, Kevin, but you are meant to bench press ideally over the pecs or the nipples rather than above the shoulders.
Yeah, mate, yeah. It wasn't a good look. Yeah. It wasn't a good look.
I'm doing the Brad Pitt workout. If you wanted to work, like find out what it is, I can send it to you.
Does it make me look as pretty as him?
That's the idea. But nice. Can't do magic, though.
Yeah, well, you'd need to.
Yeah, 1-333-53. You experience some rude tech or a pathetic workout? Give us a call, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. I think that song's called No Lies, Noise Works, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. We are going to play How Triple M Are You tonight as well, which I'm looking forward to because it's nearly the weekend, guys. I'm sorry that there's no footy on. You have to deal with us. But look, that's the case. And radio's free, so if you don't like it.
Are you expecting negative feedback to come in? Is that why you're bracing?
Well, the footy's pretty good, you know?
Yeah, but it's not on, so no one's getting angry. It's not on.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, 133353 is our number, and you can get involved there. Or Facebook at Tom and Ollie, or Instagram as well, Twitter, all the same handle. Rude technology or pathetic workouts, double header. Mm. We did bag our new producer, Big Tom. Well, you did, Tom. You said that pathetic workouts wasn't a thing, wasn't a great question to ask on the radio.
I don't think it's a good question.
Well, it's been the bulk of our calls so far, so take your words back, buddy. Good vibes. All right, let's go to Erin, Rude Technology.
Hi, yeah, Rude Technology that gives a pathetic workout.
Oh, so good. Oh. Let me guess, Apple Erin, probably?
No, it's not. It's actually a Garmin. It
doesn't yes! Boom!
There's a real divide line, isn't there, between Garmin and Apple right now?
Yeah, I know. I do rate a Garmin, but it's only good at doing things outside when it's got GPS.
What have you got, Phoenix or the Forerunner?
No, I got the Forerunner.
Same.
Yeah, Forerunner. So as soon as you take it indoors, try to do the right thing, get a session in on the treadmill, it just loses it completely. And
really?
So currently I'm 1.5 less than what I'm actually running, and I love to run downhill on the treadmill.
it's saying you've run downhill when you haven't.
Yeah, it says about a 10% decline is what I'm, you know, averaging during a workout.
The Apple Watch is always accurate on indoor workouts, which is strange. Yeah, it's always accurate.
They're probably mining data off us as well.
Well, Apple has, I don't know if you know this, Ollie, but it's tested the most amount of workout data for any company. So they have gathered the most amount of fitness data.
Anything you say about Apple, I don't believe because you're corrupt.
Why not?
You're corrupt. You've drunk the Kool-Aid. You've got every item.
Google that.
Definitely not. It sounds boring.
I'll Google it.
you already told me, so don't you trust yourself?
Nah, I'm going to Google it and I'm going to put this music on in the
meantime. What are you going to Google? This is not.
Most workout data.
You're so in love with Apple that you can't be trusted to give a valid or like an impartial opinion. That's just how that works. It's like me saying how good's Brad Pitt, he's the best ever. I like everyone knows I love him because I'm doing his workout.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Arms Day, which I'm a big fan of. How you going there?
It says here the most amount of workout data ever gathered is from Apple.
Great, worth it.
Oh, mate, you're telling me. Hey, up next, let's get Mark Howard in here, I reckon, to talk Howie Games.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Just like a 5-year-old, these two keep asking questions. And just like a 5-year-old, our Play-Doh bill is through the roof. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Imagine being able to sit down for 2 hours with Andrew Bogut, Liesl Jones, Joel Parkinson, Mick Fanning, and just have a 2-hour chat. Just have a big old chat for a couple of hours.
God, Tom, you'd have so many questions for those massive sports stars. The conversation would flow.
You know what? I probably wouldn't have too many questions for them. But you know who does have a lot of questions for those types of sports stars? Mark Howard. He's got a podcast out called The Howie Games. You've probably heard of it because it's had over 10 million downloads, guys. And season 4 has been released today. Find out who Mark Howard has interviewed and sat down with and had a big chat with up next. This is Queens of the Stone Age. No one knows. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions.
Tom, we're joined by a man who loves his sport, I would say, more than you and more than me. He is across many things, whether it's surfing in his own spare time or commentating AFL. But he's also got a podcast called The Howie Games. And I'm talking about Mark Howard, of course.
Hey, oh, g'day, Tom. Great to be in with a couple of legends who are dominating the night slot on the end.
Shut up, mate.
That's it.
Guilty, guilty. We played cricket together.
Yes.
What, about half a year ago now?
We did.
Alongside some greats, Peter Siddle, Aaron Finch.
Well, it's a really interesting point because we played backyard cricket, the three of us, and Finchie and Siddle and some listeners. And now, as a result of the confidence the boys got out of that, Peter Siddle, back in the test squad for the first time in 4 years. Aaron Finch has never played a test for Australia. He was watching the way you handled the quicks, and now he's in the test squad for the first time. So
I reckon with my lack of skill, I gave him a heap of tips. Howie,
I tell you, it is the now direct way into the Australian test side is to play cricket with Tom and Ollie.
Yeah.
But Tom, as you would have said, the real winner, of course, was Home Timber and Hardware.
Yes.
Oh, mate, Home Timber and Hardware, the real winner of the backyard cricket. And
that's
let's
it.
Hope that we get employed again to go play backyard cricket. Am I right,
Howie? That's it. And you got the sponsors a nice plug. You should be having, aren't you, Tom?
Yeah, exactly right. Hey, Howie, this is massive. Your podcast, Series 4, it's out today with an episode from Andrew Bogut, basketball superstar. Mate, this podcast
Sorry, Series 4 or 2?
Series 4, mate.
Oh, series 4. Geez, I thought it was 2.
What, did you miss Series 3?
I did 3. Zoom past me.
It's episode 52 today, which is fantastic.
Howie, this is insane. Over 10 million downloads.
Yeah, it's crazy. I remember after 6 months, we had about 2,000 downloads. And when we got to 2,000, myself and Michael James, who works here, who puts it together, we were like, wow, we've got 2,000 listeners. And we got an email the other day, we're up to 10 million. And we're like, we are so cool now. But it's due to the guests.
It's literally Hamish and Andy sort of territory. It's kind of massive, massive numbers.
Yeah, it is. And it blows my mind. And I think it's the success of it is for two reasons. One, we are lucky enough to have some wonderful guests. I've worked across a lot of sports, so I'm lucky enough to be able to ring people up and say, like Andrew Bogut, will you like to come on the show? Or Tim Payne or Justin Langer, who we did yesterday. Mm. And I think also it's a positive environment. We're about inspiration and motivation and positivity. And as you guys work in the modern media, it can be a negative world. So I think people just love hearing positive stories. People go through tough times to get where they get.
Yeah.
But I just love the positivity of it and the fact that I get emails from people saying, you know what, I was never sure about such and such, but I listened to the podcast and they sound like a wonderful bloke or a great girl. That's the best part of it.
We'll get into some of the stories of some of the athletes dealing with mental health issues because today, of course, is Are You Okay Day.
Word.
We'll get to that soon, but I want to talk about Andrew Bogut,
which
is tonight's episode or today's episode that just got released. He talks about some pretty rough upbringing that he had or just before he hit the big time. Take a listen.
I ended up getting a job at a sports bar on a Friday and a Saturday night. Worked 5 hour shifts.
Doing?
Just running food. I wasn't 21, so I couldn't be a full waiter because I couldn't serve alcohol. There were a lot of days I was eating off the dollar menu, you know, at Wendy's, and you know, I had $3 or $4. I could get two cheeseburgers and a fries. Probably not the healthiest, but I was burning a lot of calories at the time. But it's all I could afford.
How much does he earn now?
Well, see, that's the thing. That was when he got picked up in the college system in Utah, where you're not allowed to get paid. So he had an allowance of $600 a month. His rent was $400. His petrol was $100. So this is before he got drafted into the NBA. He's eating cheeseburgers and having $4 to live off.
Wow.
He then goes as the number one pick. So 1 week, he's working, serving food, as he said. The next week, he's gone as the number one NBA pick.
Oh,
3 years, $18 million. So
$18 million.
Exactly. But it's a fascinating discussion with him because it's easy to say, oh, $18 million, your life is set. But he talks about the issues that arise when all of a sudden you've got all this amount of money.
Yeah.
And he talks about a lot of his teammates. And you know about American athletes, you know, there's some crazy stat in the NFL that they earn all this money and 3 years out of the game, what percentage of them are bankrupt?
Yeah.
And he talks about the fact that it's the cars and the jewelry, but it's family that have helped you along the way, that you give $100,000 here and $200,000 here and a house here and a house there. And once the tap is turned on, it's very hard to turn the tap off. It's it's an amazing, like you think, wow, $18 million, you haven't got a problem in the world, but it doesn't actually seem to be the case. And you meet people and they've seen you in the BRW list as a really influential, affluential person, and they treat you differently. And what do they want from you rather than just wanting to hang out?
Is he Australia's most successful basketballer?
He has been, he has been. I think he's going to get passed very soon by Ben Simmons, who's up in episode 5 of this series.
We've
spent some time with Ben in America. Out of his, when his rookie contract is finished, it's estimated that he will sign a $100 million deal.
$100 million.
Yeah, $100 million.
Wow.
It's quite extraordinary.
This is amazing stuff. Well, make sure you check out the episode with Andrew Bogut. It's released today. It's the new series of The Howie Game, Season 4. Make sure you get it at Podcast One via the app or anywhere you get your podcasts. Up next, let's chat some of the stories that you've had in previous seasons where athletes have been dealing with mental health issues. Because today is Are You OK Day. We'll hear about Jake Edwards and Liesl Jones as well. That's up next. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom, we're still joined by sports extraordinaire Mark Howard, or Howie as we know him, from the Howie Games. Your podcast is going massively, Howie, which is a huge win. Is it from Bowen Heads down the coast in Victoria?
Yeah, I do. We do. That's where we do all the links down there. And then you just get to see. That's the best part of doing a podcast. In the modern media, you guys get a guy on as talented as me, you get 10 winners for you. That's bad luck for you. But I get to sit with Justin Langer or Tim Payne or Liesl Jones or Greg Norman or Mark Webber and just chat for an hour and a half, 2 hours with no ads or songs or interruptions. It's... I have the opportunity to work through a lot of different media areas, which I'm grateful for, but sitting down and chatting with a podcast is my favourite part.
That's really insane. Well, today is Are You OK Day, suicide prevention, making sure that we say, are you OK to all our mates out there? What are some of the stories that you've received on the podcast from different sporting athletes that have dealt with these types of issues?
It's amazing how many athletes do, and I think people in general life now, and a good friend of mine, Wayne Schwoss, who works for Triple M on the football, he's been very vocal, and I think that's the great thing about it, is now people in the limelight are not afraid to talk about it. Even 5-10 years ago, as you guys know, depression was something that you just didn't talk about. Now it is in the front and center, which is great. So talking to Liesl Jones about it, as a young girl that won her first Olympic gold medal as a teenager, as a 14-year-old, and the pressure she dealt with, and it got to her at one point.
Because, the swimming is intense. It seems like it's so hard to nail a swimming career because the Campbell sisters, who were doing so well, you know, they're these favourites to win and they get second or third, and that's crushing for them. I mean, it must be so hard to walk away going, I nailed that.
Yeah, and Liesl talks about that, about the pressure expectation. James Magnus is a perfect example, an Olympic swimmer who was beaten for an Olympic gold medal by 1/100th of a second by a fella called Nathan Adrian. Now, James went in as favourite.
Yep.
After the London Olympics, he was called a failure.
Because
he came second by 1/100th. So Liesl talks about depression and it building up with her and considering suicide.
Yep.
But she describes it as like on a foggy day when you're stuck in the fog and you can't see the top of the mountain. You're just surrounded by fog. And there's an episode in there that, if your kids are going to listen to it, with a fella called Jake Edwards who played AFL football, but he went through a really, really difficult time dealing with mental health, and he does some wonderful things in that space now dealing with it. And he also tried to take his life, thankfully unsuccessfully. But it is a massive part of – it's hard because if I'm interviewing you or you, Tom and Ollie, as an athlete – and you've done your hamstring, it's so easy to say, how long are you back with your hammy? But if you're out of the game with a mental health issue, even as someone chatting to these people, it's really hard to say, you know, how you're feeling or when are you back? Because you don't want to ask the wrong question.
Correct.
So it's a difficult thing, but I think it's great it's being talked about.
By the way, if you or someone you know is having a tough time, you can always call Lifeline 13 11 14. Who are some of the people coming up in Series 4, by the way?
Justin Langer is next week. He's the Australian cricket coach who is got a big job on his plate. He's a very passionate man. I didn't realise how funny he was. He had me snorting in the studio, Justin Langer.
Cool.
Told me a couple of great stories. Liesl Jones, Ben Simmons, Ray Warren, the rugby league commentator, Tim Payne, the Australian cricket captain, and a few more lined up. So, yeah, keep an eye out for the series. But you know what? If you don't understand how to get podcasts, they're free, all right? When you come up to me and say, oh, how much does it cost? They do not cost anything. They're on your phone. They're free. Ask someone with some technical knowledge how to put them on your phone, and the world is there. And I promise you, they're free. It doesn't cost anything.
Hey, if you've got an iPhone, there's literally an app called Podcasts, and you go to that.
You
go
the purple
search.
Button.
And you go Mark Howard, or you just put it in Howie Games, it'll come up for sure.
Or just go to Sport Number One Podcast, and you'll see it.
Howie, very good.
Boom. Can
very
we cut nice. That bit out?
No, definitely not. That is staying in there, Mark Howard. We are live, mate. We are live.
Well, whilst you're here, Howie, can I, one more question just topical. Serena Williams, Williams, the US Open, she lost in that final, and there was a bit of a tantrum. Where do you sit on the whole you know, the tantrum was over the top or unreasonable versus, you know what, you're a big star and you're working hard and you're really intense and that's fair enough.
You are a big star. I think, I don't think it helped her in the match. She lost a game as a result of it, which in turn she lost the match. So if you look at it purely from a sporting perspective, it didn't help her.
Yep.
So it's not the right thing to do. Whether it's the right thing to do, image, etc., that's for others to say. I think that the great story for me out of it, there was a young lady called Naomi Osaka who won her first ever Grand Slam title.
Yeah.
And no one was talking about it. And I think that is the great shame.
Yeah.
And to hear the crowd boo... Definitely. At Flushing Meadows because they weren't happy with the result. That young lady who has lived her life dream in that very moment, and it'll be remembered for what happened with Serena and the umpire, and then the match referee and the crowd, I think that's the disappointing thing for me.
Yeah. So true. Mark Howard from the Howie Games. Yep. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure if you're going away on school holidays or something, maybe you're going on a road trip, chuck the Howie Games on there. 52 episodes?
52 episodes. Mate, we'll drive you around the twist. You'll be had a gutful of it by the end of the trip.
How much do they cost though?
They're free. There's a purple button.
Download them wherever you get your podcasts or via the Podcast One app. Thank you very much, Mark Howard.
Cheers, guys. Peace and love.
Hey, by the way, if you or someone you know is having a tough time, you can always call Lifeline 13 11 14. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Psycho Killer live music here on Triple M with Tom and Ollie, Talking Heads, of course. We have questions. After 8 o'clock, I inconvenience people. I said inconvenience people on a daily basis, Ollie.
Yeah, you do on the radio.
No, not on the radio. In a certain way. So after 8 o'clock, I'll tell you about that. But, Ollie, it was a big day for me today.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, but Apple released a whole bunch of products, and they do so by having a keynote presentation. This keynote presentation is streamed live at 3 a.m. Australian time.
Mm.
And, man, was it good.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So it was a really good...
Thank you. Good morning.
So it was a really good event that went down.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Welcome to the Steve Jobs Theater.
Yes.
Wasn't that a fun video?
Insensitive.
No, it wasn't a fun video, by the way, that started off the presentation.
So that's Tim Cook, the new Steve Jobs, yeah?
Yes, correct. And that was following a video that they'd shot. The keynote always starts with a funny video, and this was a video... of a woman,
funny.
A woman with a briefcase, Mission Impossible style, running through the brand new Apple campus, trying to get to the Steve Jobs Theater in time to start the keynote. And you
classic.
Think in the briefcase is the new iPhones that they're going to announce. No. It was the clicker that Tim Cook uses to advance slides.
The pull back and reveal joke.
It's like, the clicker. And she went, the clicker? That's what I was running here?
Oh, God.
Wasn't that a fun video? Well, no, it wasn't, Tim
it's
Cook.
It's fun to describe it as well. Get to the details. What did Apple release this time?
Okay, Ollie, here's the deal. Here's what I'm going to do for you, right? I am going to give you... all my favorite bits of the Apple keynote today. This could go for hours.
This could go on YouTube as a video, like a video logger. Blogger. I should always say
Oliver,
blogger.
Number one was Apple Watch Series 4. They've released a brand new Apple Watch. It's available for pre-order tomorrow at 5 p.m., right?
You going to buy it?
Definitely. The most incredible thing about the brand new Apple Watch, and this is actually incredible. This is a world-first technology. They have included... this.
We've added electrodes into the back sapphire crystal and the digital crown, allowing you to take an electrocardiogram. It's otherwise known as an ECG, and this is the first ECG product offered over the counter directly to consumers.
It's 2 hours of that, by the way, I watched.
Cheering? How much of it is cheering?
A lot of cheering. I was actually saying to my mate, Jono, who was watching it with me, he came around, we had an Apple keynote party, and I reckon that there's clappers in the audience.
No doubt.
Like, there's people who are sitting there who have to clap at the right time.
Like the Trump campaign. It's equally as fraudulent and as baseless.
But Ollie...
My ex-stepfather was a neurologist, and he did EEGs or ECGs.
ECGs, yeah.
That's high tech.
It's an electrocardiogram. So... this is the first ever wearable ECG that you can buy over the counter. It's pretty incredible. You basically put your finger on the side of the watch and it sends an electrical impulse through your body that registers your heart rhythm. And you can actually have a PDF export that you can give to your doctor to show your doctor your heartbeat.
The Garmin can do that.
No, it definitely can't.
The next one can.
The thing is, Ollie, with this Apple Watch Series 4 with the ECG... I wasn't too happy because of this.
Both of these features will be available to U.S. customers later this year, and we're working hard to bring them to customers around the world.
No, 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 don't clap. Don't you dare clap, keynote audience. Are you telling me that if I buy an Apple Watch Series 4, that if you get it with cellular, which I don't know why you'd get the GPS-only version. Yeah, because I really want GPS-only. I'll have the cellular, please.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to spend $749, the same price as the US, but without ECG capabilities, Apple?
Hey, you heard Tim Cook. They're working hard.
No,
they're working hard to get
Tim
it to
Cook.
You.
That wasn't Tim Cook. Oh, okay. That was another developer. Oh. So, to be honest,
sorry.
The only thing that I was excited about today, which was the Apple Watch Series 4 with a larger display.
Sorry, iPhone? So you cover that off?
Yeah, mate. That's what I'm saying. Nothing was exciting today.
No new iPhone.
Ollie, I am the guy. There's definitely new iPhones. There's the iPhone XS. Oh. Or if, because 10 is written as X, you pronounce it as the iPhone XS. Because this phone is worth over $1,200. You can spend up to $2,000 on this iPhone, Ollie.
Oh
the iPhone XS or XS Max
excessive
sells for over $2,000 in the largest size.
No.
Can you believe that?
And you tried to make me get an X, and I was like, there's no way I'm paying that much money for an X. It's a waste of money.
Basically, what they've done is they've made the X or the 10 faster and smarter. They've got, you know, they haven't really updated too much. They've released kind of a cheaper version of that, but it's not even the cheapest phone.
It's been 5 minutes, mate. Pretty long explanation. Apple, pretty much a letdown.
I was a letdown.
Big letdown.
But am still going to spend $750 on the Apple Watch Series 4 tomorrow, pre-ordering mine at 5:01 p.m.
Oh, no Garmin? Don't laugh,
mate. Oh, yeah, it's good. No, it's good to finish with that because you always end the segment with a gag.
No, the Garmin's not a joke. It's a good watch.
Good Garmin.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, we love your feedback on Facebook.
We certainly do.
Tom and Ollie.
Jaden from Euro just messaged in on Instagram saying, massive fan of the show. Just heard you talking about the Apple event where they launched the new iPhones and the new Apple Watch Series 4. And I said that I was pretty disappointed, Ollie. Jaden from Europe said, though, mate, you didn't mention falls detection where it'll ring emergency services if
Shut up about falls detection, because Gail messaged.
It's pretty cool technology, though.
Gail said, Steve Jobs continues to roll in his grave. Great job, Tim Cook.
Ooh.
Which is pretty fiery.
Good morning. Good morning.
But then if you scroll back from what
Tim Cook.
Gail messaged us on May, about 3 months ago, with a video saying, the truth, the horrible truth about Apple's repeated engineering failures.
Oh, so someone's just not a big Tim Cook
Apple fan. Hater. He's an Apple hater.
Or just a Tim Cook hater.
Hates Tim Cook?
Mm.
How could you hate Tim Cook? Good morning.
Hey, very soon we'll play the game How Triple M Are You? But up next, Ollie, I want to tell you how I inconvenience people on a daily basis. Mm. And I feel like there's other stories out there of this.
You're a slow walker.
If you've inconvenienced people before, stick around because I want to hear your stories. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Guess what? We have questions. Hootie Guru's like, wow, wipe out Triple M. Tom and Ollie, we have questions.
Oh, I love that song. I missed it because the whole song you were berating me with Apple news that I didn't want to hear about. The fall. Can we leave Apple alone now? Because, you know, there's on air and off air, and they should be different. I don't want to hear.
I'm not bringing it up.
You just kept bringing it up.
I'm not bringing it up.
I missed that whole song.
You keep bringing it up.
I missed that whole song. Let's just put a full stop on Apple.
Yeah.
No more.
Yeah, because usually you just sit and listen to the songs.
I love the music we play. I don't want to hear you talking about Apple. That's what I'm saying.
Today, Ollie, I inconvenienced a lot of people. And I've actually found that this is a repeat behavior from me, inconveniencing a lot of people.
Yep. Checks out. What have you done?
It's when I go to the gym, actually.
Are you not deloading your bar?
I know. I deload my bar, mate. I deload the bar.
I bet you do. What else? What have you been doing?
Well, I haven't been doing the Brad Pitt workout like you have, by the way.
Oh, well, thanks for bringing it up. I'm doing arms tomorrow. So it's biceps and triceps tomorrow. Did my cardio yesterday. I don't want to bore you, but a friend of mine, Matt, did say, hey,
there no one else?
No, don't stop playing it.
There no one else?
You're getting a wrap-up signal from outside.
Matt asked me, hey, what's the workout? And so did Big Tom Producer. He asked me for the workout. So don't wrap me up, mate. Everyone wants the workout.
What's the workout?
It's Brad Pitt in Fight Club. What he did to get that amazing rig.
I thought you were going to label the workout that you did today for Brad Pitt workout.
Well, today I did shoulders, if you must know. But very hard. I'm going to feel it tomorrow. I can go into more detail. Overhead press.
Nah, I've got a list here of things I don't care about, Arnold and that's press. On it.
Yeah. Well, why don't you? You asked me. I know what you're doing here. You're making me buff out my gym story because your story has no details.
Mate, my story is great. It's about me inconvenience a lot of people
Get
every
to
single day.
Get to it.
I go to the gym, right? And where my gym is situated, there's a main road that in the middle of the main road has like a median strip.
Yeah,
right. So that each side of the road is separated.
Is that important?
Yes, it's important. Shut up. Stop interrupting me. So in the medium strip is the car park where I park my car, which means I have to cross a main road to get to my gym.
Why don't you walk to the gym? Pretty lazy to drive.
Because I then come to work. Do you really need to ask that question? All right. So I'm parking at the gym.
It's droppy.
And I press the lights on the pedestrian light. And I literally stop a main road to cross the road to get to the gym.
Yep.
I'm inconveniencing quite a number of people.
I hate
Sometimes
this.
I'm the only person there that's pressing the light. Other times, of course, there's a couple of people that need to cross there because it's quite a major pedestrian crossing.
You're a lazy, habitual, selfish individual.
Well, there's no other way to cross this road.
Yes, there is. Cross on your own. You're an adult. Wait for the cars to stop and cross.
No. Here's the thing. This road is so major that I need to press the light. There's no brakes. There's no brakes. No, because this isn't an intersection, Ollie. Okay. It's not an intersection.
Okay.
The only way to cross the road
this
is to
road
press
it. This road is so major. It's so. Imagine a major road and then double it. Is that what you're telling me? It's so major.
No, I'm saying it's a very major road.
And at no point could you cross it on your own.
Correct.
Doesn't it come to a standstill and you can go between the cars?
No, it doesn't come to a standstill. Because where that section is, it's in between two intersections.
Well,
so it's a pedestrian light that I keep pressing and people have to come. I sometimes inconvenience like 40 people. I feel so bad every time I press it, but there's nothing else I can do. That's what it's there for. It's there as a pedestrian crossing.
Yeah.
So I have to use it.
As long as you're waiting. The only thing worse than that is people who
press it and then go.
And don't wait.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's so bad.
I pride myself on not pressing it. So I'll get across on my own 2 feet, off my own bat, because
Ollie,
I'm a man.
Ollie,
we are a big, strong man.
We are a broadcaster. You can't be saying that you jaywalk.
Oh.
Do you say that you press the light every time?
No, I press the light every time.
Good boy.
That was a joke before, a silly joke.
And it was a funny one. 133353. I want to know about the most people you've inconvenienced. We have done this before and I've heard some stories of power lines being cut.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear those types of stories. Maybe you're at work.
My mum's cut a power line. It's terrible.
Okay, I want to hear this story up next.
You do.
133353, the most amount of people you've inconvenienced. Give us a call. We have questions. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M, new music from Panic at the Disco. It's High Hopes, Panic at the Disco, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. By the way, I've got a question for you to ask. I want you to ask, are you okay, to your mates? Because today is Are You Okay Day, suicide prevention. Make sure you just have those four little letters in a text message, are you okay? Nobody ever actually writes R though. Put A-R-E because it's way better.
It's pretty lazy as well. Yeah, yeah. Shows very minimal effort if you're checking in on someone.
Is okay a word, by the way?
Yeah, it is. It's an expression.
Okay. So those three little words could change someone's life and could save someone's life. So make sure you do that. But I've got another question for you. What's the most amount of people you've inconvenienced? I've realized that I inconvenience people on a daily basis when I'm heading to the gym and I press the pedestrian button on a major road that I have to cross to get to the gym and like about 40 cars need to stop to let me across the road and sometimes it's just me crossing.
Yeah, look, it's I think it's part of crossing the road, Tom. It's just you've got to do it, don't you? But to add a bit of...
That was... The lamest.
Oh, I had nothing
ever.
To add. But yeah. John messaged.
Well, don't add anything.
Well, you stop talking. So,
talk about your story about your mum.
John messaged saying if you want to avoid jaywalking on Facebook, he said just walk 20 meters away from the lights and you can walk across legally. So
I won't be doing that. There's so many cars on this road. What was this story about your mum inconveniencing other people?
When my mum cut some power lines, and inconvenienced four people. The whole family in the garden. She cut the internet.
So your power line to your house.
Well, not the power, the internet. She cut the internet.
That's not a power line.
It's got power in it. It's got electricity. I was upset. Couldn't go on Facebook.
G'day, George.
How you going, Tom? How you going, boys?
Yeah, good, George. How are you, mate?
Well, I was up in Ballarat a couple years ago. We dug up a whole telephone line.
In Victoria.
100 people.
Hang on, what did you do? Hang on. Slow down.
You dug up a power line?
Yes.
Why?
We didn't realise. We dug it up.
Oh, no. What do you mean you didn't realise? Couldn't you see it?
We didn't see it.
Right.
We didn't see it and we just dug it out and the town was Nokia Telecom.
The whole town of Ballarat in Victoria?
No, the whole town of Ballarat. Just out of Ballarat it was.
Oh, my God. Hang on, let me Google how many people live in Ballarat in Victoria.
So they couldn't pan for gold because the Ballarat had no power. Tom, whilst you're Googling, George has left us. Let's move on to...
Was that a fake story, do you think?
Oh, he's giggling a fair bit.
It was 100,000 people.
If it was a fake story, it's a weak fake story to say that we just dug up a pal.
Yeah.
You could go a bit more crazy.
Yeah, surely you just go, I was digging out of Sydney and I cut the power to whole of Sydney.
Yeah.
Like, that's a way better fake story.
If you're going to lie, make it fun.
I cut out a regional town's power. It's like, okay, cool, mate.
Poor George, he's from Ballarat. He hasn't seen the big cities.
G'day, Glenn.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. Have you got a fake story or a real story?
Real story.
Okay, cool. Story. What is it?
Yeah, so not quite as many as the last caller, but 2,500, 3,000 probably fearing for their lives.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we were lining up to go in the White House with their Christmas thing that they used to do when you used to go in at Christmas time and see all the decorations. And,
hang on, in the White House in America?
Yeah, they open up a few rooms in the lead up to Christmas. Probably not now with all Trump's generous spirit, but...
Oh, that's crazy. So what, you can line up and go into the White House?
Yeah, you used to line up around the whole block. So there's like a few thousand people lined up for about 5 hours to just get into a few rooms that they do up with Christmas trees and all that sort of stuff.
How cool.
So late 90s with George Bush, was it, or Bill Clinton?
Clinton.
Clinton. Oh, yeah. Bill.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Basically, mistakenly in the boredom, put down the backpack and a few hundred meters later, the whole crowd gets cleared with SWAT squads and guns and lights and they thought it was a bomb.
Oh, no. So you ruined Christmas.
Yeah, pretty much.
You Grinch, Glenn.
133353. What's the most amount of people you've inconvenienced? Give us a call. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. It's Selling the Drama Live. G'day. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions not far away. We'll play a game called How Triple M Are You? It's a music quiz. It's old school radio stuff. That's what it is.
And if you lose, Tom, you'll be punished in a very clever and inventive way.
Find out what that is very soon. 133353. What's the most amount of people you've inconvenienced? Heard a story before about Ollie's mum cutting his internet. That's not a lot of people being inconvenienced.
No, but the story itself inconvenienced everyone listening because they were bored for at least 30 seconds.
Don't tell.
That was meta.
Oh, my God. Was that a little prank?
It was a prank.
Oh, mate, that's a great prank.
I have another great story, actually.
Oh, no, we won't go to that. Hey, Craig.
How you doing?
Good, buddy. What's the most amount of people you have inconvenienced?
Yeah, so we were a few guys in Ballarat, and we didn't have any internet that night, so we decided we'd go down to Melbourne and get on the drink.
Yeah.
Halfway to Melbourne, decided we needed to pull over for a pit stop.
Yeah.
Got out of the car, got back in, and the car was completely blocked. So we blocked off like a lane on the freeway.
What? You pulled over on the freeway?
I pulled over just on the side. We had to get a tow truck to come and get us. And this was in roadworks, so we had to block off a lane of traffic to get the tow truck in.
Oh, no.
And then the tow truck got bogged. So we had to get a second tow truck to come and tow the tow truck. And we were there for about 2 hours.
What is with people in Ballarat and Victoria listening tonight, by the way? That's two stories about Ballarat and Victoria. That's incredible. That's incredible. That's insane. So you blocked the whole freeway. Yeah. Damien, 133353, you've inconvenienced thousands of people.
Yes, I have. I used to work at a snow resort. And my one job was to stop accidents to happen with the lift line.
Oh, yeah?
And lo and behold, I let one of the bars go over the rail, over the lift line, and it got jammed in the pull wheel.
Okay.
And no one could use that chairlift for 3 days. It was the main chairlift.
Chairlift broke down.
Yeah. Say again?
Don't worry.
Good stuff, Damien. Let's push right along, see if we can get something better. Alex, how many people have you inconvenienced?
Well, it's not a great amount. It's one person, but it's a fairly annoying inconvenience.
What happened?
I was lucky enough to get on Deal or No Deal before it went off air a few years ago there.
Samesies. I was on Deal or No Deal as well, Alex.
What a club.
Yeah. So I was up on the podium and my case got selected.
Oh,
and,
hang on. You were on the podium. You went in the centre.
Yeah.
Sorry. I was the centre guy. No, go on.
I was on the podium.
Ego.
And the guy selected me and, I got a correct guess. So I won the $500. But unfortunately for the bloke in the centre, I had the $200,000 in my case.
So you have really just inconvenienced the one guy, haven't you?
Yeah, but I got $500, so it was all right for me. He was just having a bad day. So. Yeah,
also,
yeah.
The cases are predetermined because it wasn't really you, Alex. The cases already had the figures in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
yeah,
so you haven't done... You've opened a case. You've opened a case.
Yeah.
Now you've inconvenienced the whole nation with that story, mate. Never call again.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Two best mates.
I'm sick of you.
Oh, yeah?
And 3 hours of questions. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Hey, I'm not sure if you know this, but today is Are You Okay Day. Those three words could save a life. Make sure you ask your mates, are they okay? It's all in suicide prevention. You can go to ruok.org.au for more information. But after the show tonight at 10 o'clock, around about 10 o'clock anyway, Gus Warland, Triple M Zone, sat down with Jimmy Barnes. He's got a brand new documentary out in selected cinemas based on the number one selling book called Jimmy Barnes, Working Class Boy. And he talks a bit about his struggles with mental health.
As an adult, I did atrocious things, you know, like just drinking, drug taking, you know, just running as far away from myself as I could. You know, the most I could run was on the stage. I used to run away from home when I was a kid. The stage became me running away from home. I could get up there and just be wild and not answer to anybody. And I, you know, I'd smash the place up, you know, but it was actually a train wreck. You know, a lot of people watched us because they couldn't take their eyes off it, just like you do when you drive past an accident.
Tonight, a Jimmy Barnes special with Gus Warland sitting down with the legend. Right now, let's change tack and play a bit of a game.
Tom and Ollie's How Triple M Are You?
Nothing more vintage than Barnesy Tom for Triple M. And this game's all about guessing the music we play. You got to go head-to-head with Tom.
Are you a big Triple M fan? Take me on, buddy. I don't reckon you can beat me.
The stakes are high, Tom. If you lose, a punishment awaits you. Oof. I have thought of it.
Okay.
And of course, the prize awaits the winner. If you can beat Tom, then get on the phone. 133353, head to head in How Triple M Are You?
Right now, turn it up. High powered song here. Spider Baits, Black Betty, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Black Betty, Spider Bait. Mate, that one's got you pumped for the weekend. You'll be Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Not far away. Why does it just say that you're going to talk about teaching here, Ollie? I'm not impressed with that.
I have a big choice to make as to whether I renew my teaching registration. and I'm going to throw it out there. I've got an idea as to why I might or I might not. I'm not sure.
Okay, that's not far away. Let's play a game though now.
Tom and Ollie's How Triple M Are You?
This is a game we play every Thursday. You might not have heard it, but how it works...
It's pretty easy to get. It's a music quiz.
Yeah, I'll play some songs. Tom, you will try and guess them going head-to-head with Ben. Good evening, Ben.
G'day, boys. How are you?
I'm not a diversity hire, Ben. I'm here for the music. I won my job properly.
Ben, Tom reads the music off a sheet mostly. How confident are you with the stuff we play?
Not very, but I'll give it a crack.
Oh, good. I'll
be right.
Well, pump your tires up, mate. Come on.
Well, gentlemen, because Tom is so pumped about Apple, the new product release that you were talking about before, Tom, they've got some new phones and watches.
Yeah.
Don't go into it.
Bit of a letdown.
I've themed tonight's songs all around fruit.
Ah, nice.
So I couldn't just do Apple, but I've gone out to fruit-related songs and artists.
Ben, Ollie's really bad at explaining this game, so you just use your name as your buzzer, and there'll be a title and artist is what we need to answer, okay, mate?
Okie dokie.
All right, get down, prize pick.
Here we go. The banter's begun. Song number one.
Tom. Is it Cherry Pie by... I have no idea. Is it... It's not... I was going to say Guns N' Roses because it's the first thing that came to my head. What a shame.
Pretty hard to get. Ben, can you name the artist of that song?
Is it Poison?
It is not Poison. It's actually a band called Warrant.
Oh.
So I'm inclined to award the point, but I'm going to not do that because I've changed my mind. Zero all. Here we go.
No, wrong sound. That's fine.
Well, I did say wrong before.
Yeah.
When you said Guns N' Roses. Song number two.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Tom.
Come on, Ben. Lift, mate.
Didn't even get a chance to hear it.
I don't know the name of it. Three, two, one. Sorry.
Ben?
Oh, God, I couldn't even hear it.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Oh!
Tom, you're out. Then it goes on further, Ben, but are you going to get it or not?
The cranberries. I just realized that. The fruit theme could be in the artist or the title of the song, so the fruit is cranberries.
Welcome to the program, mate.
Wow.
Is it Dreams?
It is Dreams by the Cranberries, but you already buzzed out, Tom. So you've almost got two right, but you're yet to get in the scoreboard
Surely
officially.
Surely I get that, because he couldn't answer it either.
Ben, what do you think? Points for Ben or points for Tom?
Yeah, give him a point. I'll catch up.
Thanks,
yeah,
Ben.
Nah, no deal. Zero all. Here we go. Song number three.
Yeah. I know this one.
Ben.
Ben's in.
Ben. That is... Jeez, I was listening to it today.
Great band. Band with a short name, obviously. Very short name. Ben, you going to give us an answer or...
No, I've had a mind blank.
All right, so this is a real fail so far.
Let's have a little more than this one. Yep.
People are yelling in their cars at you two idiots.
It's give me another track,
Ben. Ben's back in.
Hang on,
yep,
it's
Ben.
It's Midnight Oil. Ben? Let me have a bit of a go.
It's REM, Orange Crush.
Good work and great Shazamming there, mate. I reckon
there is no way you're giving that point to him.
Absolutely. Ben, 1 point to you and
Ben,
zero.
I should have got Cranberry's Dreams. Because he buzzed in, got it wrong, and then I had a go, and now he's answered it.
All right,
so
fine.
That's one apiece.
This is the deciding song then.
Okay.
One all.
Yep.
This is the last song you're going to get.
Okay.
Unless you both can't get it. Here we go. Song number four. One, fruit theme. Two, one, two, three,
four. Tom.
Oh, why is our producer giving you a bit of help?
It's Raspberry Beret.
Oh, yeah.
You want a raspberry beret. Oh. Raspberry beret. Don't know the artist.
Ben, do you know the artist?
I was going to say someone like Prince.
Well, you've both got...
Okay, well, let's go to another tiebreaker.
You guys
then.
Are so...
Come on, another tiebreaker.
Okay. Here we go. This the fruit theme on this one's pretty dodgy, but it's the last song.
Okay.
So here we go.
All right.
You're just making noises.
Yeah. Let's go to song number six.
If you can't get this one, you won't get song number six.
Well, play it.
Ben, can you guys...
No,
was that last song? Was that...
No, you've Shazammed it. Go to song number six, Ollie. Come on, mate. He didn't buzz in.
Okay, all right. Here we go. I don't recall playing it ever.
What is this song?
No idea.
Nah, okay. Well, yeah, it's a draw.
You know what? No one wins. This is a fail. Everyone's failed.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, guys.
See you, mate. All right, that's enough of you, Ollie. This is Let Me Down Easy. Some actual good stuff. Gang of views. Up next, we'll find out if Ollie's going to refresh his teacher registration. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Standing on the outside, Cold Chisel. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions not very far away. I don't know if you know this, but it's Are You Okay Day. Make sure you ask that question to your mates because it could save their life. Very soon we're going to talk to an amazing communicator that's going to talk about her personal story.
Friend of mine, Tom, Lucy, used to be a boss of mine. She has spoken about this from a professional point of view, but also has a very personal story that I think you'll find very enlightening.
Cannot wait for that. It's after 9 o'clock.
Tom, I got an email this week saying, hey, Ollie, your teaching registration is due.
You're a teacher?
Yeah, if you're confused about this.
What?
Don't be. I'm a natural educator. I'm a natural communicator. I'm a leader for people. But
I'll just run that through the computer.
No, I do teach, Tom. I have taught before. I've got a degree in teaching, that's for sure. But I haven't done any proper, like, you know, full time, but I've done some sub teaching. Last year I was
doing... You're that substitute teacher that we all try and make cry.
I'm the wacky sub teacher who's like, guys, call me Ollie. You know, I'm pretty cool. They're like, what? But it's always surnames at this school because it's a private school.
Until they Google your name and find out the things you've done in Naughty After Nine.
I was very worried about that. Now, the issue is, though, as I said, registration is due. Cost about $100.
Yeah, well, just get it.
To renew. Yeah, but this year I haven't taught once, like the first half of the year or first three quarters of the year. Yeah. Haven't taught once. Don't really plan to. So I'm.
Do you have to show that you're teaching to get your teaching reg?
No, I can renew it, but it's not worth it if I'm not going to teach, is it? It's a waste of $100.
Nah, it's a good radio bit though. You go and teach a class or something.
Well, you're tapping into something here because the only reason why I thought about maybe keeping it is because it would be...
You got a lot of spare time in the day that you go teaching.
No, to be a celebrity teacher. Like, I would be happy to go around and be a celebrity teacher.
What's a celebrity teacher? Explain to me what a celebrity teacher is.
Well, it is what it sounds like. I mean, I want to go into schools. I'm happy to go into schools, not teach the curriculum, but talk about just myself and my career and the radio. No. Well, surely
well, you're not a celebrity, so that's
on the radio, so kids would definitely think I'm a celebrity.
No, but they don't know who you are, so you're not a celebrity.
Once I tell them, they'll know.
No, they won't.
Show them the promo photos. Promo shots, I play the podcast.
Oh, my God.
No, but, you know, I reckon there'd be teachers out there and schools who are like, Ollie, we'd love to have you.
Nah.
What do you mean, no?
No, that's definitely not.
You think that no one would want a celebrity sub-teacher?
100%.
Oh, this is 100%. Not fair. Well, I think you're wrong. 13353. Are you a teacher at a school?
Do not call.
No, if you're a teacher at a school and you would like to have a celebrity substitute teacher.
Don't you dare call.
I'm happy to come. It'll be a win for the kids. Like, I'm not
going to
be teaching.
No one is going to call.
People might call.
No, they definitely won't.
People might very much call because, you know what? Mate, the chance to have a boring person that is like a whatever teacher, it's like a failed sub-teacher that no one cares about, or a celebrity teacher.
Mate, you're a small fish in a big pond, I can tell you that. You're not even a fish in the pond. You're just the algae that grows underneath it.
Yeah, but schools by themselves are small ponds in small ponds. So if I go to that small pond, they'll be like, you're the guy.
No.
So 13353, are you a teacher?
Don't you dare
Would
call.
You like to have me as a celebrity teacher in and be a sub-teacher? Give the kids a win.
No.
They'll have a laugh. There's I'll no tell some yarns about Tom and his weirdness.
No, please do not call. This is new music from Morgan Evans, Day Drunk, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Don't call. That's new music from a guy called Morgan Evans. It's called Day Drunk. Bit of a country feel here on Triple M. Let us know what you think. Head to triplem.com.au and have a say about the music that we play on your Triple M. G'day, our names are Tom and Ollie. We have questions. I'm sorry the footy's not on, but some egotistical head wants to ask about teaching at your school.
No, what? Well, Tom, I've hit a predicament because my teaching registration, which I earned and paid for last year, $150. It's now $100 to renew it this year. This week it's due. And
so you have to renew it every year, do you?
Yeah, every year to prove you're a qualified teacher.
Okay.
And I was going to just ditch it and go, you know what, not worth it. But I'm just throwing it out there as a possibility. If any teachers were keen,
no.
I am happy to keep the registration and rock up to schools as a celebrity teacher.
Yeah, no, a celebrity teacher isn't a thing. Have you ever heard of a celebrity teacher?
I have.
I've heard of it. No,
celebrity teacher.
No,
I've heard of it in the last few minutes.
No. What I've heard of is a public speaker.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, so someone who goes to schools to speak.
Well, a guest speaker.
A guest speaker.
We've got a guest speaker today.
Yeah.
Ollie Morris.
Yeah, but that's not teaching. You don't need a teacher's registration for that.
Well, then it's a bonus.
Well, what's...
I'm a guest speaker with teaching registration. What it means is I can go and be a guest speaker.
And tell them to get their books out.
No, the teachers can leave the room. Because I'm qualified to hold the room.
So I'm a guest speaker without any babysitting. Just a little public service announcement. If Ollie comes to your school to speak, teachers, do not leave the room.
Okay, that sounds like I'm sinister. We had a lot of calls on 13353.
Have you heard the things that you talk about on Naughty After Nine, mate? Because I'm pretty sure schools will not hire you.
I'm not going to bring that up. But if you do want to take me up on the offer of a celebrity teacher, then get on the phone. Julie's done that.
Oh, Julie.
Julie, you're a teacher.
I am a teacher.
Why did you call Julie?
Do you think there's a place for a celebrity teacher?
Tom, we spent a day together drinking wine over Christmas.
Did we?
So I'm not sure if you remember me.
I took you to my favourite winery, Kerry Greens.
Yes,
I remember Julie, which is in Victoria in the Mornington Peninsula.
Yeah, so I'm at Germana College, your old stomping ground, early days when you were a naughty boy.
That's my high school, Julie.
Yeah, and so I reckon, and I teach food and I teach hospitality, so I reckon Ollie could come out, you know, make some food with the kids, I could have a nice day.
Oh, yes.
We run a cafe.
A great idea.
Going in that.
Julie, in home ec back at Dramana Secondary College, where I went to school on the Mornington Peninsula in Victoria, I did learn how to make fried rice. Ollie, can you teach the kids how to make fried rice or an omelette?
I'm actually doing fried rice next Thursday. Ollie, are you free?
Look, I'm thinking about it. To me,
No, here we go. I'm not going to let
on,
you.
Ollie, fried rice there.
Sorry, I'm not going to let you speak here because Ollie, you asked for teachers to give us a call and to say, "Do you want me to come to your school? I'll teach."
Yeah.
Julie's been good enough to take time out of her night to call up.
Yeah.
And what are you going to say?
My method is English.
Yeah.
And like history.
Yep.
And to me, a celebrity teacher isn't.
The best thing about food, Ollie, is that we cover English because we need to allow the children to be able to read.
Right,
and we can cover history, the history of fried rice back in Asia. So we cover all areas.
Actually, Julie, you know what? In home tech, I remember there was a lesson on what order you should do your dishes in. I think, Ollie, you'd be really good at teaching the kids.
No.
You know, you do your water glasses first, then your cutlery, then your crockery.
It hasn't got a big celebrity feel to it. That's what I'm concerned about.
A great celebrity feel to it. Julie, we're going to take you up on this offer. Ollie's going to come down next week to Dramana Secondary College. He's going to teach the kids how to cook. It's going to be a great night out. Ollie, you don't get a say.
I want the whole school there. I want the whole school.
Stick around. We're talking Are You OK Day up next.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.